I want to talk a little bit more about Aries 0 degrees for February 20th. I printed out my chart, made some notes. I'm going to share my screen so we can talk about it. Now, I've been paying attention to February 20th, because it's a great symbol for the changes that we will unfold within us, which will appear on the outside of us, right? As within, so without. With my particular chart, and for anyone who watches these videos, they can easily forecasts their chart with the transits, just as I have, if you have some understanding of astrology. If not, reach out to me and I will help guide you through reading your February 20th chart. Now, trying to think of how I want to begin this. I haven't really planned a format, but real quick, I'll show you what's on this PDF. There's my chart with my notes, which we'll come back and discuss. And then further down, I go into the characteristics, attributions, developments for each zodiac sign and house combined. So this means if you can find your Aries cusp, okay, on your particular chart, and then, for example, mine is in the 10th house. Hang on. 10th house, Aries. See the symbol right there, Aries cusp. So the 10th house and first house areas of life will sort of blend together with an Aries expression. Okay. I go through each house and provide sort of a legend and some symbols and some descriptions. These, I printed them out as cards a while back, and now they're just on this PDF. Okay, I go all the way down to the 12th house and 12th zodiac sign of Pisces. These are here for symbol, and that way, our conscious mind, when we're focused on these symbols, can suggest it to the subconscious. The subconscious uses that symbol, wraps around it, wraps around the suggestion, and responds back with the understandings that are needed for us to try to identify within us. Okay. It's really how it works with the principles of consciousness. We shine light on an area that we're focused on. We take that focus, suggest it to our subconscious. The subconscious responds and works with what it has, right? A 40-year-old is going to respond different than a 10-year-old based off accumulated experience. And will respond with what it has to work with. And that's the type of understanding and the level of consciousness at the degree of consciousness that we can consider ourselves at while we're in human form. Going to Aries 0 degrees and go through this, and it can it's basically a reminder for me and a walkthrough for if someone else wants to try to understand their February 20th chart. Now, Aries is actually my midheaven. Okay. This is the conscious, objective, rational mind that will be presented to my consciousness. Okay. On a moment to moment basis. Whereas the nadir, here we go, is the subconscious. So all below this line is the subconscious realm of my natal chart. We can see that I am more intent. I have a stronger intent to be more introverted in this life. We can do that by counting the planets. This is a high-level overview. I have six planets on the bottom half of the chart and four planets on the top half of the chart. Not only do the personal planets, they symbol the strength of the personality and the ego that I will use. We can see that my third house, which is Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter, those three strong players, those personal planets, are there in that particular area of life, the third house, which is the left brain, the communication house, the logical thinking. This is where early in life I grew a mental body. Right? So the symbols we can use, first house would be we grow a physical body, gotta have a vehicle to operate in the function of life. And then after we grow a body, which I can calculate by counting the degrees in a progressive analysis. This house I experienced from age zero birth to about 7.5, 8 years old. And then I entered the second house in a life progression fashion, right? I grew an emotional body. And this area of life is when start developing how to be self-sustained and self-value. Now, all of these imprints and impressions will last the entire lifetime. They will continue to loop around if there is any type of denial, avoidance, focusing on wrong, focus on lack. If I'm judging the outside through a reflective process and I see something that I am judging as bad. Okay, within duality, I do not like the way that person is behaving for whatever reason. Instead of just allowing that person to behave who they are, but if there is a judgment, it's going to be reflected back because that within me is there's an aspect of that representation within me that I have not yet. We could say integrated. Okay, the feeling, the thought, and the feeling that are linked together has created a story within my mind that I believe is true. And so there's an attachment there where if I believe it is wrong how that person is behaving, then that means there is a part of me that also is playing that out within myself. That's the reflective process. The reflective process can be very difficult, but it gives us an idea of how we can become whole, right? We can keep our physical body and actually allow our consciousness to evolve and grow, which will be beneficial for ourselves and also for the collective. all of humanity. We all play a role and we all contribute to all of our growth. I like the saying, humanity serving humanity. We really, when it comes to judgment, if we're judging and creating and a, I don't want to say expectation, but if we're judging someone and labeling their degree of consciousness or level of consciousness within their growth, then we're not really being helpful in serving humanity. If we can be appreciative, right? This is a strong attribution that I'm working on in this lifetime, and I've came a long way, where it's the little things in life and even the people that I see, I can be appreciative of them. Littlest things could be someone working at a gas station and they're smiling and helping customers. I can see through the expectation that normally people would put with, let's just say, with a business mindset of they're doing their job, or if that's good or bad customer service, they are playing a role. And so I'm appreciative because the wheel continues to turn for humanity. And we're all given the opportunity to serve ourselves and serve each other. So, getting a little kind of all over the place because there's a lot on this, these notes. I hang this up on the wall. I had an astrologer one time recommend that. He's like, if print out your chart, hang it up on the wall. Because if you don't, after doing this self inventory and trying to focus on these symbols, it just gets put in a folder and toss it aside. And then my consciousness, which is the focus, doesn't allow my subconscious to take snapshots, which is happening every probably million times a second. All these little frames are actually being captured. So if I see my chart every day, I'm not really programming myself, but I'm using the symbols to let myself know that I'm aware of some of the belief systems that are about to drastically change within ourselves and humanity. After, well, let's just say this year, but February 20th is a good focal point. Now, let's talk about Aries 0 degrees. The previous video, I don't even remember what I said, but I'm gonna quickly talk about February 20th, Neptune, and Saturn. Will be exactly 0 degrees on February 20th. And according to professional astrologers and all the astrology software, this conjunction has not ever happened, and at least within the past 6,000 years. So, why is this kind of a big deal? There has been Neptune and Saturn conjunctions in the past, but not Aries 0 degrees. Well, Aries 0 degrees, that's symbol for new beginnings. Okay. We can go down here and look at the definitions and symbols where it's a self-definition house. I am that, I am that, I am. Okay. There's gonna be a lot of changes. Excuse me. When it comes to the systems and structures and beliefs, primarily beliefs, that we have been playing out for a long time as a collective. And so if we're willing to grow the awareness or stretch the awareness that our current belief systems individually, our current belief system needs to change and make space for new belief systems that will come into play. Because consciousness itself, when it needs space in order to grow, how does consciousness acquire space? Well, consciousness needs the subconscious to actually create the space, to vibrate and allow light to shine within the darkness, and then that space will expand. All right. I've heard some people, astrologers, futurists, technologists, especially technologists, talk about how within the subconscious realm, there are, can't think of the word that he used, but thinking of one particular guy. Now, let's just say within our subconscious, things will surface and arise within our conscious mind, and then we have super consciousness. Well, I kind of agree. Now, if we are all creators, we are all creators. We are fragments and fragmentations playing roles of the creator who is also evolving and attempting to create more space and create more understandings and awareness. Well, the same thing applies to ourselves. Now, if we look at the let's go back to astrology for a minute because I'm beginning to get a little esoteric when it comes to creatorship. Okay. Let's focus back on Neptune and Saturn. So with Neptune and Saturn moving into the 10th house, they're actually in here. It's just we can tell by 0 degrees, 41 minutes, and 31 minutes in the Aries symbol. We can also see that on February 20th, my Mercury, Moon, Venus, and Sun also moves into Pisces, 0 degrees, 1 minute on February 20th, first day of Pisces. That's a lot to consider. So here we have Neptune, which is all about imagination and illusions, where Saturn is more structure and physical reality. We get more tangible boundaries, and Neptune's more boundless. Okay. They're going into the Aries. But here we have these personal planets that are within the ninth house. All right. So with Neptune that will go into Aries, which is going to be new beginnings, sharp, fast, very fiery, and Saturn, which might, I think, is in detriment in Aries. I don't have it. I think it is in detriment, which means ultimately Saturn doesn't really care to be in that fiery zodiac sign. It has some difficulties. So Neptune, which will we can we could actually perceive Neptune as flipping rolls with Saturn, a lot of the imagination and what we would consider illusions will fall down, sort of like mist and rain. Well, let's just say mist. Mist. And then Saturn's job is to actually crystallize these dreams and all of our imaginations into reality. Try to understand what I'm saying here, because we can actually empower ourselves with our imagination and create the reality that we want because of all the influence and support that is going to come in after February 20th. But we have to be able to let go of old belief systems. One way we can identify some of these old belief systems, which we can identify our denials. And normally, how we identify our denials is where our thoughts are linked to a feeling. If I'm not feeling good about letting go of a belief system, I'm hanging on to it, then it's going to be carried through Pisces and into Aries. We can just use the sun as a symbol. And I'm going to be hanging on to these old belief systems until my sun gets into Aries. By then, I'm going to be looking around, and there's going to be a lot of changes from February, March, April, May, June, July. If I'm still hanging on to some of these old beliefs, I'm going to feel it. I'm not going to want to face it. I'm going to have avoidance patterns. And in a sense, be left behind. Now, I put a little, I'm thinking to myself, nobody gets left behind. We're all in this together. But the opportunity for developing some of the chain, this window, this doorway where we're all walking through together, if we can actually use the power of our imagination to create what we want, then the manifestation within ourselves and truly believe it, then it will be presented to us on the outside and reflected back. Okay, we're all sharing this dream together. All right, back to so when Saturn and Neptune move into the 10th house with Mercury, Moon, Venus, and Sun in the 9th house of Pisces, this means a lot of us will be hanging on to these old beliefs while Neptune and Saturn are sort of like tapping their foot in the 10th house. Now, Neptune's going to be in Aries for, I think, like 14 years, 16 years, or something like that. It's going to be a lot of fire. And by July, by July, when we look back on everything that's happened since February, it's going to be wild. Okay, we're feeling the mist being dropped down right now, and everything seems hectic, crazy, unorganized. We're caught in this cosmic feedback loop where everybody's taking film and pictures and sharing it over social media, and our subconsciousness is constantly absorbing all this fast, fast, fast. And some of us are watching things that are probably not the recording. Yeah, probably not the. There may be some things that we watch on social media that We may judge, well, okay, but just know that that initiated a spark, a thought that went to our subconscious, wrapped it around an understanding, a feeling that responded back with that judgment. Okay. All kinds of ways that we can watch ourselves with our consciousness. Now, going back to these four personal planets, as they move through Pisces, and then in March 21st, or when they're in Aries, this means that we'll have, I think, four planets in here, because Mercury and Moon will move. The Moon, my transit Moon, which is aligned with my natal Moon. Ironically, my Venus is at home also with the transit. Transit Venus is aligned with my natal Venus in Pisces. So I will be seeking this higher understanding. I'll be seeking to synthesize all of these understandings and try to see the whole picture. That's why I'm making this video. That's why I'm looking at my chart. I have the capacity and the desire with intent to seek these understandings, because when we have greater understanding, then we open up more space within ourselves. That's when we also get these moments of peace and calm. The tricky part for myself is I have to watch out for dismissal, because through the reflective process, I will see people, places, and things happen, and I could have no reaction to it, but I could be just dismissing it, right? Instead of going straight at it and trying to understand. All right. Real quick, let's look at the aspects. So, a conjunction, that's when Neptune and Saturn will be at conjunction on February 20th at 0 degrees. That means they're going to cooperate together. Again, imagination working with reality of Saturn, the physical, tangible aspects of imagination and physical. They're going to be holding hands and working together. So the mist of Neptune from our imagination, which we would consider illusions, are going to be integrated into physical reality. All right. Our dreams will come true if if we can let go of old beliefs and allow new belief systems to come and emerge from within us. All right. I have so a sextile, productive, skillful share. That's what it means. Sextile, we can see right here with the little star. Okay. Yeah. So I have a sextile with my natal Saturn to Jupiter transit in the 12th house. So they're being productive, skillful, and share. Access to inner powers, the subconscious house, letting go house. I've been attempting to let go of a lot of old beliefs, and I've been watching my thinking, been cooperating with my family and listening to them, because there's clues with every player in our life. Then I will attempt to review my story that my mind is creating, and the thought, which is linked to a feeling, and then that will allow me to help progressively evolve my individual consciousness. All right. One clue is whenever there's, we can always focus on the love aspect. Now, love has many different expressions. There's tough love, there's love that we can't even see clearly sometimes when it comes to us all playing our role with humanity serving humanity. But there is the old axiom of all is love, right? The creator initial thought was love. But then judgment, twists and turns and judgments and denials and all that's being played with and scrambled in it. So we sort of have a blurry lens when it comes to exploring the how to be whole and see the beauty in everything. Going back to the aspects, we also have trines, which are the triangles, harmony, talent, unrestricted energy. So there's a good flow there. We could get very comfortable with our trines. I always like to have the vantage point of using trines in the space. The energies flow in there, so I'm not just gonna wallow in the energy. I want to make use of it while these particular planets are in harmony. Allow my talent to surface because of this unrestricted energy flow. Quincunx, these often don't get talked about, but they're important because as when we have a quincunx, and I do have one, it's just covered up by all these trines and these green lines. There's a quincunx here, which is Mercury to probably Neptune or my midheaven. But a quincunx means there's necessary growth to function. Needs development, strong motivation. I'm going to have to put forth the work to try to identify this growth. And then once it's developed, it will evolve into a function where it plays out automatically, right? The subconsciousness has the understanding now for my conscious mind to play this out. And one way that we know that this necessary growth has turned into a function of response is by how I react or respond to myself with my thoughts and others, people, places, and things. Okay, so quincunx can provide those clues. Most importantly, hang on. Okay. More importantly, I believe, are the oppositions and the squares, because oppositions are going to bring conflict. Where there's conflict, there is opportunity for growth. And when this growth occurs, then awareness expands, consciousness actually stretches the limits We are limitless within our conscious mind. We're limited within the human physical form, but our consciousness can go all the way back to the origin point of everything, right? So that's just to sort of, that's a broad stroke of how we can grow our consciousness. But oppositions, they're going to present difficulties, and the oppositions we see in my chart on February 20th are going to be an intense between really all of this year. But if I can take these oppositions, which will be presented to me from the outside, okay, people will come into my life, my family will present opportunities that will be considered conflict. And if I can seek balance and identify and say yes to these moments instead of denial, I can look for the denials. I'll feel it within myself instead of saying no and pushing it away because it will just keep coming back around. I can say yes, feel the moment, and then allow myself to know that this is okay because what's being presented to me is something within me that has occurred. Not just in that now moment, that day, but has occurred before, and I have linked a story to it from my thought to a feeling. Okay. Could have been at 10 years old when I got in trouble for doing something and my parents punished me. It could, but either way, when it loops back around through my kids or my partner, or my neighbors, right? It could be anyone. I am to walk through the experience, feel all that needs to be felt, and tell my story that I've created around it, which could be a type of dismissal of the feelings, and then just allow the moment to present itself to me the way it's going to. So, for example, my partner and I could be sharing about emotions, which I may not want to deal with or talk about. But if I just sit and listen and we She has my full attention, and I hear her clearly. She is actually mirroring aspects within me that may only seem can be a concern for her, but no, it's also within me. And then, as that space opens up, as we share that experience together, it gets easier and more balanced as the days goes on, the next days that come along. Okay. And with squares, there's a need to act. It takes work, takes effort, determination to make changes. So this is perfect for what's going on with the changes at Aries 0 degrees. I have some squares over here with Uranus, which is great because if we can, we see here that my natal Uranus is in the fifth house, ability to give and receive love and have creativity. Squared with Mars, with my sun, I also have Neptune. Natal Neptune squared with my moon with Saturn. Okay. My natal Neptune is in Sagittarius. Transit Neptune on February 20th will be in Aries. That's two fire signs. So they're not messing with each other. The relationship there is fine, but I'm going to have to pay attention to the personal health, my work, my service to others when it comes to Saturn. Okay, that's a square. I will need to put forth the work in order for the results to come through. And I'll see the results as time goes on. This will be a year where my Neptune and Saturn, my Neptune squared Saturn, I'll be able to explore my clarity of purpose, 10th house, right? This is how I will present myself to, or how I want to be perceived from the outside world. Like today, I'm reading astrology, and it actually feels good within myself. So I have some clarity of what I want to do today. Right? This is not only service towards myself, but I'm sharing it. I also have changed a lot of my diet. I'm juicing every day. My body feels great. Developing new habits, letting go of some of the old beliefs of how I used to eat. For example, used to have an old belief that I can just eat whatever I want, but now I'm being more conscientious on what I eat. And the results are actually very obvious by the way I feel. Okay, now, the video is getting kind of long, so I'm not going to talk much more, but this gives an idea of how I read my chart and how I'm focused on February 20th. Think that's all I want to talk about for now. We can see in my notes that ninth house is right brain development, and third house is left brain. Okay. My natal Pluto is in fourth house, down there near the nadir, and that's my core beliefs, my home. Now, home is also my body, my vessel. My home is my inner self. Not just my physical house. My physical house will be a reflection of my inner self. And my transit Pluto, which is in conjunction with my natal sun, I've seen a lot of changes within myself and how I relate to others from this transformation that occurred. The unfoldment from within that occurred, I'm able to see how my responses are different with myself towards others. It's important within this third quadrant, which is considered the social development quadrant. Okay. How we're able to relate to others. Whether we have an intent to be more introverted or extroverted is irrelevant because all thoughts are connected together. So even my thoughts that are not spoken out loud, and how I use these thoughts, and how I relate to others, will give me an idea of my social development within this lifetime. So I have a lot going on here within social development with the transits and my four natal planets. What's interesting about this fourth quadrant, okay, And we can see that as a whole, the fourth quadrant is bigger than my third quadrant. Okay. A fourth quadrant is actually well developed. I don't have any planets within the fourth quadrant. This is the career development quadrant, clarity of purpose quadrant. This is where if someone has a lot of planets in this quadrant, then normally they are very career focus driven. Okay. This just means with mine are my fourth quadrant already larger than the third quadrant. It's a clue that I would, my pre-birth intent was not to focus on a career within this lifetime. Okay. My pre-birth intent, it's kind of obvious, would be for me to find answers from within. Okay, more inner self exploration. A lot of people can do that through careers, but the path that I have selected for my own learning experience and how I contribute to humanity is less of creating a career. I've done the career. It's obvious with my natal Venus and Moon in ninth house, which is very feeling based, and we could say I sort of felt the strong desire for career and higher education and higher understanding. And I did that. I went through college, got a bachelor's and master's degree in computer science. I have a loving intent for technology and software development. And a lot of that has to do with my Aries Midheaven. Okay. This right here. Because Aries is at the forefront of innovation and new things and new systems. So before I was born, I mean, when I was born, computers really hadn't even gain momentum as they have now. And so I can see how I was attracted to software development as a teenager. I was actually taking apart computers myself and trying to understand them and put them back together and teaching myself software that was just beginning. All of that was, again, down here. To find answers from within, more inner self. And then when the internet started to actually become more available, then I began to investigate ways that I could learn more and have higher understanding. And so these are the things that we all can look for in our chart. And on February 20th, I'm gonna